body. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. He's the food guy, actually.
Well, you are too.
Greg, but see, I'm more in the position of the one who comes to the master and says, how do I make a pear tart tatin or some other similar pear tart? I'm a pear tart fancier. I actually went to Paris one time specifically for the purpose of getting some pear tarts, which it turned out they're very good. And the people there were anxious for me to have them. They said, Monsieur Jackson, I know exactly the place you would like to go. You would like to go. And she gave me these directions. I could walk there from Montmartre. I went down these little streets and so forth, and I got there. And it turns out that this is sort of an apple tart with pears. Out of Brittany. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, why am I not in Brittany instead of Paris? It's all beside the point. Now, I'm asking you. Now, I love apple tarts. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought a tart tatin would be a very good idea. Okay, I've never had one.
Let's talk about what a tart tatin is.
Yeah.
It's called tart tatin because there were two sisters who owned a restaurant, and they came up with this idea for an apple tart, which was to cut up some apples and to cook them with some butter and sugar in a pan, and then to top that apple sugar butter concoction with a sheet of flaky pastry, and then bake the whole thing in the oven. Now, when they took it out of the oven, depending on the variety of apple, they didn't know if there would be too much liquid in there or not enough liquid. Chances are there's too much, because the apples will release liquid during cooking.
Right.
So they have to take that pan, and it's probably a cast iron skillet, set that over heat, and on a medium heat, cook slowly while rotating the pan occasionally to make sure that the liquid would boil down, but not to the point where it would burn.
Right.
You need a caramel liquid. At that point, you would take it off the heat, cover your cooking pan with a serving dish, and then invert the two.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a few seconds.
Wait, just a little bit.
And then lift off your skillet.
The skillet off.
And what you would want to find are a layer of beautifully caramelized apples cooked to perfection on this perfectly cooked pastry.
Exactly.
And that is a tart tatin.
And it often works very well.
It works very well, but you have to be very careful with the variety of apple. Like,
it's an
adventure. Would never, never, ever use a Macintosh.
No.
Because you would have applesauce.
Yeah, you would have apple.
You need a very firm variety of apple.
Best if it's a little tart.
Best if it's a little tart.
Yes.
And I would use one variety for a tart tatin, not like an apple pie where I like several varieties. But for a tart tatin, you need one variety.
What do I do if I want to do this with a pear?
Okay. A pear is a bit tricky because a pear is a lot softer than
an
apple. When you first peel a pear and you cut it up, it can be fairly crunchy.
That's what you want.
You want that to be crunchy, but you also want it to hold its shape when it cooks. And you
That's
can
exactly
do a tart tatin with a pear. A Bosque pear.
It has to be a firm pear.
A Bosque pear would be ideal.
Okay,
those are the very commonly available with a brown skin.
Right.
The thing about pear, also for regular tarts, they're terrific. What you would do is you would poach some pears in a liquid, like, say, a sugar syrup with vanilla bean until it was tender. Then you could cut your pear up into slices, and you could put it on top of a tart. In other words, there would be a pastry already cooked with maybe an almond-like filling, and then you would top that tart with those cooked pears. That is not a tatin. That's an entirely different thing. You can make a pear galette.
That's right.
Which is just a sheet of pastry that you roll out, and then you could sprinkle with some ground almonds and a little bit of sugar, and then you take raw pear ripe raw pear,
sure.
and arrange beautiful slices.
A kind of a swirling pattern.
A swirling pattern. And then you'd bring up the sides of this uncooked dough and press it firmly to adhere. And then you could bake that as a galette, and you would have a wonderful pear tart, which is what a galette is.
You told me about galettes long since. I've perfected the art.
You have.
And it's not a terribly difficult
thing at all. It's not difficult.
Thing at all. You know what? I decided to heck with the tatin. The galette itself.
The galette
is
itself.
Is so good.
It's so good.
That why would I bother? You know? That may be your experience, folks, but at any rate, you know that the tatin is possible for the pear thanks to
the food guys. La 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 la